Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app, Study Now. I'm your host, Scott, and once a month, I sit down with a guest, and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include movie theaters pinning their hopes on Reiwa's first anime smash, and a new kind of rice resistant to climate change. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we welcome back to the podcast our good friend Soli. How are you doing, man?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Scott?
Doing well. I'm super happy that in the past couple of weeks, the temperature has dropped and it seems like fall is finally here.
It's been amazing weather, hasn't it? I love the falls in this country. You know, after the super hot summers and then just the cool breezes come in and autumn food and fruit and veggies that come through this time of year.
It is a fun time of year, isn't it? And I was curious, actually, and I was wondering, in Oz, do you guys say fall or autumn usually?
Autumn, yeah, it's autumn for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like maybe in the US it's maybe 50-50.
Is that right?
I feel like most people would say fall, but it's not unusual at all to hear autumn. So.
Right, there you go, I didn't know that.
So yeah, what is autumn your favorite season?
It is, most definitely is, because I get hay fever in the spring. I love the spring as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like the spring and the autumn here, they're just really short. So you just enjoy them because all of a sudden it's going to be super cold. So
it is getting cold rather quickly. Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on October 13th titled "Scientists Breed Rice More Resistant to Climate Change." Climate change is expected to damage farmlands as a result of rising sea levels. To combat this, a team of Japanese biologists have created a new strain of rice that is resistant to saltwater contamination. That's very clever. Humans have been changing food for their own purposes for probably thousands of years at this point. So this is just another example of that, I guess. And this was my choice today. I had a lot of thoughts about this one, but my first thought was, okay, this is great. New kind of rice has some interesting properties. Is it going to taste different? I wonder.
Hopefully not. Like, surely that's the first thing you've got to think of. It wouldn't sell, would it?
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a certain degree of acceptability for the people buying it, which has kind of been the challenge with, not fake meats. Is fake meat the word I'm looking for?
The meatless meats.
That's the word I was looking for. This is really getting popular in America now. They have things called impossible meat or what's the other one?
Meat 2.0 or something like
that. Yeah, so they have all these clever names, right? But that's the thing is that, you know, there's always been veggie burgers.
That taste terrible.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, my opinion.
Well, they taste different. They have their own taste. That's the thing. And like, you're not going to convince people to buy it if they don't like that kind of taste. So it's been a lot of trying to replicate the proper taste of meat. And it seems like they're getting very close these days.
There's an impossible burger that I used to get in Sydney when I'd eat with my vegan friend.
Yeah.
When I'm with vegans, like I feel like I should, you know.
Be respectful.
Lay off the meat. So it's really good. So they're getting there with meat. Interesting take on rice. It's an interesting problem that the salt is going to be, you know, a problem in the future. I didn't think of that aspect of it.
Yeah, I didn't either, but it makes perfect sense. You know, salt is very bad for plants. And if your sea level is rising, that's going to create a lot of problems. So, and I expect that in the future, as the climate continues to have the changes that we're experiencing, that different foods, all kinds of different foods are going to change. Coffee will probably be one of the first ones to change as well.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
I'm also wondering about, you know, what kind of new foods might we start eating as a response?
So us adapting to the food kind of
right,
thing.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, we can also adapt to food. You know, I've read about a thing called spirulina. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. My wife used to try and dose me with this horrible stuff.
So it's an algae that grows in the water, and it's super nutritious. Right. It's just so good for you.
Is that right?
And it's so easy to grow because basically, like, you just put it in the ocean and give it sunlight, and it grows like crazy. So, you know, it could be a really great replacement or an easy to make food. I guess it doesn't taste great, but maybe that's just because we don't have experience in using it so much.
Right. We, you know, spirulina smoothies and, you know, spirulina, you know, soft cream and all that kind of thing could be just, you know, the next step.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, if I go out to dinner tonight and some amazing chef makes a great meal, like, that's centuries and centuries of cooking experience and knowledge being put into that. We don't have that with, like, spirulina yet, but we could someday in the future. Maybe spirulina burgers are going to be the next favorite food for children everywhere.
Bright green hamburgers. That sounds, sounds amazing.
There's no downside. Before moving on to our next story, let's have Soli check in on the top five most popular stories on Study Now for the month of October. Soli, what have we got this month?
So number five, U.S. woman survives Spanish flu and COVID-19.
Whoa.
Good effort.
That's, yeah.
And then coming at number four, we have wife puts dish soap in husband's meal. Wow.
Yummy.
I have a lot of questions about this one. Did you? My first question is, how much did she put in and how... Yeah. What did she think the effect would be?
Was she using a recipe?
And then moving on to number three, we have Jowl stop saying ladies and gentlemen in their announcements.
Yeah, their efforts to be gender neutral, which that's amazing that such a big company, you know, was able to make a change to be that considerate. So that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Leading the way. That's good.
Yeah.
And then moving on, we're up to number two. Studio Ghibli releases images of its works for free.
I'm just wondering if they know that we've been able to take screenshots of their movies on our computers for like 30 years, but I don't know.
Alrighty. And then coming in this month at number one.
Oh boy, oh boy.
The number one article.
This is going to be so exciting. I can't wait to hear what it is. What's it going to be?
Well, it'll surprise you because it's census begins with new anti-infection protocols.
What? The census? That's the most popular item that people want to read about?
That's number one.
Man, I thought it was going to be something about, like, you know, a cat and a dog saving a baby from a roller coaster or something. The census? Are you kidding me? Did you do your census?
My wife did our census, so I have no idea what she put in there.
Yeah.
Did you do yours?
Yeah, I did it online.
Fantastic. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for wrapping up the top five from the month of October.
That was fun.
And moving on to our final topic today, which is an article that appeared on Study Now on October 15th titled, Can Tanjiro Save Movie Theaters? The new Demon Slayer film, Mugen Train, is coming to theaters on October 16th. While fans are excited for the movie, cinema operators are hoping that the popularity of Demon Slayer will bring people back to the theaters and boost ticket sales, which have been slow during the pandemic. So I looked up the box office numbers for Japan for this weekend for 2020 and compared them to the same weekend from last year.
Right.
And at this time last year, the top movie was The Joker, which made around 340 million yen.
Okay. Over a weekend. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So that was last year, 2019. This year, 2020, over the weekend, Demon Slayer made over 3.3 billion yen.
Wow. Wow.
So almost 10 times as much.
Well,
which
done.
Is
Tanjiro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Go Tanjiro. So this was your choice this week, Soli. Why did you want to talk about this one?
Well, it's a bit of a phenomenon in my life at the moment because my two daughters are very much into Kimetsu no Yaiba. And so it's a very big thing in our house. Have you seen the anime?
I have not watched it, although I do see it everywhere. You know, I see TV commercials and movie posters, and like it's everywhere you go. But I haven't actually watched it yet.
It's really well made. It's really good. I've watched like one episode, but it's set in Taisho, I think, Taisho era. So
that's an interesting era.
Way back. Yeah, and so all the kind of old traditional things are in there. But it's this really well-paced, I think. Like the episode that I watched was just really well-paced. The battle scenes were really awesome.
Yeah. So are you guys going to go see the movie in the theater?
Probably not. I don't know about theaters at the moment. Have you been to the theater recently?
Yeah, I went. I was a little nervous, but we really wanted to see the new movie Tenet, which is like a time travel action movie. And we did. And they took a lot of precautions. You know, they were being very safe. Yeah. You know, you had to wear your mask, you had to use the alcohol on your hands. Half of the seats in the theater were blocked out. Like you couldn't sit in them.
Okay.
So that's great, you know. Yeah, I mean, and I feel for movie theaters because I love going to the movies.
This
year has been so rough. In the US, one of the biggest movie theater companies thinks they're gonna go out of business, probably.
Is that right?
Yeah, AMC, one of the biggest ones, they are worried.
Yeah, it's kind of changed from, you know, being this kind of social activity, you know. For the past 100 years, the only way you could see a movie was with other people, right?
Right.
And enjoy it with a bunch of people, a bunch of strangers, you know, like a concert. It's definitely made me think about the things we do and appreciate, that kind of social aspect a lot more.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's kind of a microcosm of everything that we've been experiencing this year, is like so many things that are social experiences, you know, movies, music, eating, you know, all this stuff. It gets better when you do it together with somebody, and we've been having to learn how to do that differently. So that's kind of an interesting question, is will we go back to that, or like changing our food, are we going to have to change our social habits as well for good? I wonder. If you enjoyed today's episode, visit our homepage at studynow.jp and download our English News Study app.
Every day you can read and listen to articles like the ones we talked about in this podcast. And for each story, the app gives you vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese.
And with a premium subscription, you'll get access to show notes from today's podcast episode, a full transcript of our conversation, and many other study tools that will help your English study efforts. Soli, thanks again for joining us here today and talking about stuff.
Thanks, Scott. I enjoyed it. I always enjoy it. Yeah. And looking forward to next time.
For sure. We'll be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Talk soon.
And thanks to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.